Well, I talk about the institution of Rav and Talmud. And the Chazal say that the Talmud is very beholden to the Rav. Lower Rav off the Lower Shemayim. And speaking about the Rav, this is a topic that I chose. Lower Rav off the Lower Shemayim. And Chazal say also that Kol Malachos She'eved Osu L'Rabo Talmud Osu L'Rabo. That it goes so far that anything that it would be appropriate for an Eved to do for his master, so Talmud is does for his Rav. And the Rambam brings down the halacha. Yeah. And then he says, so you see that it's not just the Rav is a nice guy, a nice person. On the contrary, he's mechuyev to allow his Talmud to be Meshamashim. And if he doesn't, so then he's doing something wrong. So it's the institution of Rav and Talmud is not something which is simply a natural relationship. But there are certain halachas that guide the relationship. And if the Rav isn't careful, so he's doing the wrong thing by just being nice. But that's halacha delineates a very specific responsibility on the part of the Rav and responsibility on the part of the Talmud, and both are joined in the institution through which Yadus is perpetuated. So the question is really, why is it that the Talmud is so meshubah to the Rav? Why is it to such a degree? Not only is it appropriate for him to do the malachas of an eved, but the Rav is not even allowed to overlook this and be permissive about it and say, forget it. I don't care. What is it in the relationship between Talmud and Rav that the Talmud has to be so subservient to the Rav? So, on the surface, one would say it's very simple. It's because he learned from the Rav his chachma, his Torah. Since he learned his Torah from the Rav, so naturally Torah is the greatest thing, and the limud haTorah is mechayev him to be so beholden to the Rav. Okay. But it's interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, So the Gemara says that the Gemara talks about Doeg Adami. So the story of Doeg Adami is really the story is about when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. So David came to know Bira Kahani. And he was hiding, and he was looking for sustenance, for food, and for weapons. And why a Talmud has to feel such a tzchaivus and a shibut barav? So much so that the Gemara says, the Chazal say, that kol malachos she'eved osu l'rabo Talmud osu l'rabo. Not only that, but the Rebbe is not even going to stop him. If he does, he's doing the Muhammad disservice. So the question is, as well as the Chazal of Moro Rabbah Kimura Shemayim, what is it that the Talmud really attains to the Rav that places him in such a position? Okay. So on the surface, we say one would think you can answer simply by saying Torah, the Torah from the Rav. Maybe greater than that. So therefore, that's the simple solution, the simple answer. But if you look into it a little deeper, you see that it's not that simple. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin that deals with Doeg Adomi. And Doeg Adomi, the story of Doeg Adomi was that David HaMelech, it's in Shmuel Aleph Chaf Aleph, David HaMelech was running away for his life from Shaul, and he came to know the Arkonin, and he was looking for support. So Achimelech assisted. He gave him lechem, and he gave him a weapon. So he gave him the weapons, and he gave him the food. And at that time, it says, the Navi says, that who was present there was Doeg Adomi. And he was there at the time. And the pasuk says, "V'sham Yishmei Avdei Shaul Bayom Ahu Netzol Lefnei Hashem U'Shmo Doeg Adomi Abir Haroim Asher L'Shaul." So Rashi says, "Netzol Lefnei Hashem Otzer Atzmo Lefnei Ol Moed Lasek L'Torah." That he sat in front of Ol Moed and he was Otzer K'Torah. And Abir Haroim Rashi says he was an Abed. Okay. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about Doeg Adomi. That Doeg Adomi was basically, the Mishnah says, was one of those individuals that Ein Lo Chayot L'Olam Haba. Okay? Because he later was Malshin on David HaMelech. He was there at the time, and later he told Shaul that Achimelech assisted David, and because of that, Shaul told Doeg to kill the Kohanim, and the entire Novi Arkonim was destroyed in its entirety. So he was really a Russian, and he's one of the individuals that the Mishnah mentions that the Chelgen Olam Haba was taken away. There's another Chelgen Olam Haba. And interesting, the Gemara talks about Doeg. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "My dechsir, ayei sofer, ayei shoko, ayei sofer on the dovim." So the pasuk there says, "Where are these people?" So the Gemara says, "Who are these people? Sofer is sofer kolosya shavatara. Where do you find people like that? Shoko shoko kol kamal lachamur shavatara. That he weighs the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs kalas and chamulas." Ayei sofer as on the goin, shayya sofer sholosh meos halachos psukos v'migdal apareach v'avi. Okay, so the Gemara said that he was shoko 300 halachos that have to do with the most difficult areas of shas, which is tumah v'tahara. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabami, Abon mei boi bol doig v'achitofo. Doig and achitofo asked 400 abayas. The middle of Pareach Ba'avir, in the difficult areas of Tumah and Tahara, below Ipshit Luchad, and they couldn't, no one could answer who won. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rava says, Rabusa and the boy, Ba'ir, is that an important thing to ask Abayas? Okay. So what do you mean to ask Abayas? Rashi says, Balum Torah, and to learn Torah, is that important? The Gemara says, "Bishnei b'Rav Yehuda." In the times of Rav Yehuda, "Kuli tanuyin b'nezikin." At that time, the main involvement of the tanuyim was in seder nezikin alone. "Va'anon kamasnir tuva." And you learn even more Torah. "Bo'otzu." Okay. We learn Kol HaShas. We're also in Kol HaShas. The Gemara says, "V'chi habamoti Rav Yehuda, isha shekoveshes yeret b'kedero, v'amri lo zeisim shekoshon b'tafeim tahorim." When Rav Yehuda came to areas in Taharos, Omar, he said, "Havayis Rav Shmuel kachzein ocher." I see some interesting theoretical areas there. Which means to say that he didn't fully, Rashi explains, he didn't fully understand it. He didn't fully understand the Tam Adol. And the Gemara says, but he says, "V'anon kamasim in boksim kwatzlein mesifta." We have 13 mesiftas that are bekiyim boksim. So the Gemara says, "Rav Yehuda sholach mesane." Rav Yehuda took off his shoe v'asam mitzvah, and it would rain. It says, "V'anon and us, and we tzafchim, we cry v'leked the mashbach with all the Torah we have, still." We cry, we spoil, and no one answers. So the Gemara says, "El Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bo." And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's a famous expression, "Rachmano Liba Bo." Rashi Rachmano Liba Bo. The Gemara says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bo." It means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the man's really perfection. That's where Shleimus HaAdam is where it's at, not in Torah alone. Okay, that's what Chazal said. Yechsid bar Hashem yir lalevav. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nishashir, the Gemara says, Doig v'achitofel lo avisavri yishmaitzah. That Doig and Achitofel didn't really learn, didn't really understand the Shmaitzah, the Svar Shmaitzah. So the Gemara says, Maskech lo mazutra, man dechsid be ayay sofer, ayay shokal, ayay sofer, as medolim, v'at amed lo avisavri yishmaitzah. He says, how could you say that? The Pasuk asks, where are these kind of people? And it's referring to Doeg and Achitofel. And because they were the ones that had this kind of a knowledge. So how could you say that they don't really know how to learn, they don't learn Shmaitzah? So the Gemara says, Ela dela v'salka l'shmaitzah aliba de'alchasa. Yechsiv sod Hashem li'ureva. Okay. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means that not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy means that Shleimus HaAdam is really what is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even in the area of thought, if there's a lack in Shleimus HaAdam, so even in that area, it won't be much left. It won't be able to be much left. So it's true that Doeg and Achitofel were brilliant geniuses, the greatest geniuses, because even the Navi talks about such people, Ayesofer as an Adolim. But nevertheless, Sod Hashem Yireyav, which means that there is a part of an individual that looks for the emes, and that stems from perfection. So even the great genius and the great mind will not be able to be miyashev Shmaitza Aliba Dehochasa necessarily, because it requires more than that. It requires a certain search for the emes and a desire for the emes, and then the individual has the siyata, the shmaitza, the shmaya, and is able to miyasha shmaitza aliba dehochasa. That's what the Gemara says. So you see from Chazal that Limud HaTorah, like Rashi says, like the Gemara says, Rava says, Amar Rav Rabusu Neboi Boyer, is that really what's a great thing? The Limud HaTorah, Rashi says, no, Rahman Aliba Boy. The great thing is something far more, which is what? Which is the perfection of an individual, not simply the knowledge and the Chachma of Torah. A person can have all the Chachma of Torah, like Doeg, Adomi, and Achitofel, and still have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Interesting is the Rambam. Rambam on the Mishnah. Shloshim Alochem V'Aboi Yotos Ein Lam Chelek. So the Rambam says, Ulam Zohar, why does it have to mention these individuals? So the Rambam says, Ulam Zohar Eile. The Mishnah mentions these, L'godel Ma'alosam B'Chachma, because of their greatness, extreme greatness in Chachma, in knowledge. L'shem O'yachshav HaChoshev, and maybe a person will think, Ki L'rov Chachmasam, because they had so much Chachma, U'schus HaTorah, Shehoyu Yodim Osa Yedi G'dolah, and the schus HaTorah that they had because they knew Torah, Yediyah Gadol, tremendous amount of knowledge, tremendous Yediyah, mastery of Torah. Yesh Lehem Chelek, you might think they have a Chelek in the Olam Haba, Lachein Hodiyonu, therefore the Mishnah taught us, She Yisodei Ha'amuna Neskalkalu Eitzel HaNeskarim Nestapku B'Tzasam, that the Yisodei Ha'amuna were wavering in their minds. They weren't completely sound in the Yisrael Adas. And therefore they were pushed away, rejected from Chayei Olam Haba. Interesting one. So you see the Rambam puts the final emphasis that even though they were the greatest Chachamim, and so great actually that the Gemara says the Pasuk says in Tehillim, which talks about David Malchus by David Adomi, says Matis Halo Boroa Hagibor Chesed Kale Kohayon. So the Gemara says Amalah Kadosh Baruch Hu Doeg. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David Adomi, Lo Gibor Batorato, are you great in Torah? Okay. Matis Halo Boroa. So why should you go towards evil? Lo Chesed Kale Noti Alacha Kohayon. So the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, refer to Doeg as a gibor, Gadol B'Torah. So the Rambam says that that's really what the Mishnah is teaching. That idea that even though the individual is a great chacham and he has a tremendous, you might think the Sfas HaTorah will stand by him, but no. If there's an imperfection in the individual, an imperfection in the air of the Yisrael Yadus, so then it won't help. So you see that Torah per se is not something which, if a person has it, it's a sign of Qur'an that he definitely is entitled to a chelk in Olam Haba. However, which is so, where do you see, where did Rambam see that which is so was the scalpel, let's say, Doeg Adomi that we're dealing with over here? So it's hard to say. I mean, Rambam doesn't really say explicitly. But a little bit, you can see from the incident, that what did Doeg Adomi do? Doeg Adomi really, instead of giving his loyalty, what was his fate? You see, his fate was that he gave his loyalty to Shaul HaMelech. He was loyal to Shaul. So when Shaul was angry at David, so he supplied the information that seal the fate of Novi Akon, of Achimelech and Novi Akon. So why did he do it? Because he was loyal to Shaul HaMelech. He was loyal to a Basar Adam rather than being loyal to the MS and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was his fate. So therefore the Rambam says that it shows that in such an individual, it means that there's something in his mind was lacking, was insecure, wasn't complete with regard to the Yesod Hadas. The Yesod Hadas of Yedias Hashem, which has to do with Yedias Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Yesod, the Yesod Schar V'Onesh, the Yesod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yodei HaKol. There's something was there, was not complete. And that's why he gave his loyalty to a Basar Adam, even though he's a Melech Yisrael. But it wasn't Emes, and because of that, he was a Chotek. So, and the interesting is, and my brother Chaim Eisen mentioned, that in contradistinction to that, you see Yehonasan, who went against his father, his own father, and he was loyal to David HaMelech, because he knew that's where the MS was. So that's really the trial of an individual, the challenge of an individual, the trial of an individual in this existence, like Chazal said. Not simply the Torah, like the Rambam says. You know, the person has the greatest Schus HaTorah, and the Schus HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made on him as the Schus HaTorah. Still, if the perfection is not there, it's Anglo Chavonabah. The Rambam mentions also in Chelet, he says that besides a lack in the Yesod Hadas, he says there are others also that have no Chavonabah. The Chazal mentioned, for instance, an individual who is Malbnech of Abba Rabin, or a person who is in Skabe B'Kron Chavero. He says, why? because he says such individuals are lacking the shlema sarva, the shlema sarva. So if there's a certain, if an individualism lacks in shlema sa'adam, so then he simply isn't raw. So chelik in olam haba is no, it's not a simple formula. It's not a simple formula. So the question is, so therefore I said that the answer that a person would readily assume that a person is meshubit to his rav simply because of Torah is not so simple. Because you see that Torah alone is not something that necessarily guarantees the individual a chelik in an olam haba. So what is it from the rav that the individual gains that makes him so beholden to the rav? To ever. What is it? So I'd like to go over something that I mentioned that I didn't even shoot. And that is the steel in the Rambam. But the Rambam mentions the Perek Sheni in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, so the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And over there the Rambam mentions, he says, V'heyachi ha-derech la'avoso v'yiraso, what is the derech of Avas Hashem? He says, B'shor she'is bonin o'odom b'masa v'bruv ha'nefloim ha'gedolim, v'yir me'en chachmoso she'en lo'erech v'lo'keitz, mi'adu o'ev v'mishabeach v'mefo'er, v'mis'ave taiva gedola leida Hashem ha'gol. So the Rambam says that the second mitzvah, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he says, how does a person fulfill this? So the Rambam mentions that a person fulfills this through being mizbonim in Chochmas Hashem in the Bria, in the creation. And from seeing the Chochma from the creation, so then he's filled with an Ava and a She'ifa and a desire to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that desire is where he is mitayin the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That is the formula. Okay, and the Rambam goes on. He says he realizes that he's a bria ktana shvelo vafelo, omei b'gas muta, the limitation of his mind, with nei tamen deos, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So, and then the Rambam continues. He says, and that's why I explain various things that should be a Pesach u'neivin le'el Avas Hashem. Now, interestingly, so over here the Rambam says that the derech of Avas Hashem is only from the Bria. It doesn't mention anything else. But if you take a look in the mitzvos, the minyan of mitzvos of the Rambam, so over there he has a different formula. Over there the formula is a little bit, we add something there. He says, Mitzvah Gimel, Yishetzivonu b'ahavoso yisola. V'zeh shen nachshol v'nisbonim v'mitzvosov, we should be nisbonim in his mitzvos, u'ma'amorov, and the divrei Hashem that we have in the Torah, u'pulosov. Pulosov is really a reference, like the Rambam saying in the Yad, there's a reference to the Bria. But over here he adds, the mitzvos of ma'amorah and ma'amorah. Achen asiduhu, until we understand this, v'neno b'asa goso b'tachlis ha'anor. Okay. So over here the Rambam seems to be contradicting the formula that he gives in the Yisrael Torah. Interesting is a Sifri. The Sifri mentions as follows. The exact statement, text of the Sifri is like this. Sifri is in Parshas Eket. And Sifri says, If you want to be makir, the one who spoke and the world came into existence, remote agada, shenitochtina to makir b'akodesh baruch hu mizdabek b'drach. So the Sifri says that if you want to really have yidias Hashem be makir the borei olam, so the formula is to learn divrei agada. Why divrei agada? Why not Divrei Halacha? Why not Divrei Halacha? But the answer is because like the Rambam explains it. And the Tziv says, and the Tziv says it's exactly like the Rambam, that Divrei HaGodah have to do with Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Makot. So the Sefri is saying that if you want to be Makir Mishama V'Hiya Olam, so Halacha alone will not do it. Halacha alone will not do it. That the only way the person can be Makir Mishama V'Hiya Olam is through seeing the Chochmas Hashem through Maisa Bereshis. And Maisa Bereshis is through the Bria. So the formula of the Sefri is really exactly like the formula of the Rambam in the Yom. Interesting is that there's another Sefri, and the other Sefri is on Krishna. And Rashi quotes the Sefri. And then it says, so the Sefri says that why is it, like, what's the connection between V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha and V'hayu Advarim Ha'ela? So Rashi quotes in Vav. It says it means that what is this Ahava? What is the nature of this Ahava? So the nature of this Ahava, the Sefri says, is through V'hayu Advarim Ha'ela. So V'hayu Advarim Ha'ela teaches you that you should be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Dabei Bedrachim. So actually, from the two Sefris themselves, really, you have a steer, because V'ayah Dvarim Ha'ela is a reference to everything, not just Divrei HaGodah, but it's called Torah Kula. So the Sefri itself is in contradiction. One Sefri says V'ayah Dvarim Ha'ela, which is everything, and the other Sefri says no, only Divrei HaGodah. Yeah, Divrei HaGodah, which is like the Rambam says, which is like the Rambam says in the Yad. Which is simply from the Bria alone, only from the Bria, from Maisa Bereshis. So that's where I believe the Rambam really gave the answer, follow the Sefri. And the answer is as follows, that if you're speaking in terms of the mitzvah, the Maisa HaMitzvah, so then the mitzvah really begins with the Divrei HaLach. See, the Rambam, let me just give you another Rambam. The Rambam says, after the Rambam explains, and the Yesodei HaTorah goes into Maisa Bereshis, so in the end of Perek Dalet, he says, he says, Miyane Abar Prakha Ma'ilu is Karna Sopagas. He says, Vafisha Gdol Yisrael Eva Chum Gdol Ma'ilu Lo Kulam Ma'ilu Ben Kerech Leidah Lasikol Dvarim Abunah. Very difficult to extract areas. And then the Ram says, "V'ani Omer Shein Lo L'Tal B'Pardes Elamishim Esmalei Kreso Lechem U'Basar." The Lechem U'Basar, before you walk in the garden, which is Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, first you have to have a good meal. So he says, and that is to fill your stomach with Lechem U'Basar. He says, and what is Lechem U'Basar? Leidah Ha'Osar V'Hamutar V'Kayotze Ben. Says V'Afa Pishet Varam Elu Divrei Dava Katan. Tell us on Chachamim, and even though this is considered a Dava Katan, a small thing, he says, because the Chachamim said, Dava Gadol Maisa Merkava. The Dava Katan Havayis Davayi Varola. So Chazal said that that's considered a Dava Katan. Afa Pichin, Ruin, Ain Magimon. Shehin Yashvin Daita Shalom Tchil. He says, you must have first the halachic system. Halachic system must precede the Maisa Bereshis. Why? Because it's Miyashvin Daiter Shalom. So what does that mean? It means that in the halachic system is the derech of machshava that teaches an individual how to approach the Maisa Bereshis. It's not possible for the individual, the Torah does not advise, it is not advisable for the individual to approach Maisa Bereshis before he approaches the halacha and masters the halacha and knows what is asur and what is mutter and understands the conceptual method of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because through the method of Torah Shebaal Peh, he learns how to approach the Maisa Bereshis. The Ram says that Ram mentions in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rama mentions that a person is mechuyev to be kaveyas man for himself. He says it is davar in the last halacha. Davar yidu barashim avas kadosh baruch hu nikshas b'libo shel adam ad sheyish gibat kamei torah. That a person can't really have avas Hashem as a permanent part of his nature unless he's involved in it constantly. Nothing else is important. So then he says, Yavo is in direct proportion to the knowledge in Ma'at Ma'atim Habe Habe. Lefichoch tzorach odem liyachir atzmo lohovinu lohaskel b'chochmo sifuno samodin lo eskono fikoch yesh v'odem lohovinu lohasig Moshe b'yano b'ochus eratah. Because that's why a person has to set aside time to study the Bria and involve themselves in chochmo sifuno samodin lo eskono that inform them about the Borei Olam, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this, it means to say that the limud has to be one which teaches him and informs him about the method of approaching the Maisa Bereshis so that the Maisa Bereshis should serve to be Modia Lo Eskona. But if he doesn't perfect himself in the area of the Halacha, in the Dovah Kotni, if he doesn't have that first, so then the methodology is lacking. And then if the methodology is lacking, the knowledge of the Bria will not necessarily bring him to Avas Hashem. So in order to reach Avas Hashem, it's necessary for a person to gain the knowledge of the Chochmas HaTorah in the Abayas Abayah HaRavah, in the Shas, in the Dovah Os of Dovah Amot. Interesting, the Rav said, the Rav's last statement in Halachic mind is that out of the sources of Halacha, a new world view awaits formulation. The Rav meant that the derech and the method of Torah Shebal Peh is the method that eventually one day will be the method from which the whole world view, the Akaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Chochmah, through scientific knowledge, will take place and will be traceable to that way of thinking of the Derech HaTorah. And so the Rav one time mentioned, he said that, he's talking about Reb Chaim, so he said that in abstract thought, my grandfather was head and shoulders over Immanuel Kant, who was considered one of the greatest thinkers, one of the greatest philosophers. And he mentioned as well that our methods that we use in Torah Shebal Peh are far advanced, more advanced than the methods, the highest level methods of science that we have today. And that's exactly what the Rambam was saying. So therefore, V'hoyu Advarim O'Ela, that's exactly how the Rambam answered and explained the sphere between the two Sifris. That V'hoyu Advarim O'Ela is really the mitzvah. The mitzvah. Kate said, "What is a machon like Rashi says? What is the zavah? Vayu advar ma'ela. But vayu advar ma'ela really is all inclusive. It's all inclusive. It means kavatara kula. It means halacha. It doesn't mean only adar. But ultimately, the other sifri tells you a ritzon choshetakir mi shama vayu olam. If that's what you want to understand, you want to have knowledge of mi shama vayu olam." Then it can only be fulfilled through the Diyas Hashem from the Bria itself. From the Bria itself. And interesting is, the Maharsha says the same thing. Because the Gemara in Yuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, la gadla bidu ha-nora. So the Gemara says that Yirmiyahu came along and he omitted Nora. Because he said, Ayin Nora also. We see that the Goyim are Mekarkrim Be'echola, that the Goyim have no Kol Shemayim, and then they come into the Midosh, they desecrate the Midosh. So where is Noah? So he left out Noah. Then Daniel came along, and he omitted Dibor. Why? Because Daniel was after the Shivri Shana. He said, the Shivri Shana, Paul Yisrael were Nishtabe, were Avodin. So where's Vurasa Shalakarach Baruch Hu? Until Anshe Knesset Gdol, Masa L'Yosha. But the Marshal mentions, he says, Gadol, nobody ever omitted. Why? Because Gadol is from the Brit. As Gadol Hashem, Rome over the Duvasa and Chet. Gadol is always before everyone because Hashemayim is suffering for Tel. So when we say the term of Tel, a Gadol means that from the Brio itself, we see Remakem Mishama Bahayol. That's the definition of God. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that the Gulaso Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what we say, Laseis Gidua Liyotzeboracious. Laseis Gidua Liyotzeboracious. We don't say Laseis Gidua Liyotzeboracious. We say Laseis Gidua Liyotzeboracious. And the concept of Gidulasa Shalakarach Baruch Hu is found only in the Gidula that is manifest through the Briya itself. However, in terms of the mitzvah, it's all inclusive because there is a derech to arrive at the ability for an individual to be able to perceive Gidulasa Shalakarach Baruch Hu from the Briya. And that's the level of Maaseh Bereishis. And therefore, an individual, and that's what Rambam says, an individual must be miyached zman when he's on the level. Once he's attained the level where he has the derech and he has the derech hamachshava, the way of thinking, so then he's mechuyev to involve himself in the bria and to be makir misha amar vayol. There are two institutions in Yahadus. The two institutions are the two concepts. Are reflected in the two brachas in Krishna. The first bracha is really the bracha that has to do with the Lasa Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Ameyo Loras Ladonu Avrachamim, Amarav Masechot Hashem Kulam B'Chach Marsisa, and Torah is the second. See, Torah is the second. Lasa is Gidula Yotze Bereishis, it means the ultimate Gidula stems from the knowledge of Maaseh Bereishis. But Torah is Avo Rabba Aftonu Ad Hashem Elokeinu Bat Lamdenu Chukechanu. And Torah is manifest the fact the Avas Hashem El Amo Bachar Shebachar Bonu Mipalam. Torah manifests the Avas Hashem Bat Lamdenu Chukechanu. And that's why the Rambam mentions, and you saw that Torah, so that's why he says that you must first have the Dava Kapi. But you see, here's one more thing there. He says, the first reason is that Nesha Miyashu shall daito shalorom tchila. But then he says a second thing. He says, V'od shehem atova gedola sheishpia kodesh baruchu l'yishu v'olam azeh kidei linchol chai olam abor. He has one more thing, he says. First of all, it's the methodology. Without that methodology, you see, many people are scientists and they're kofrim. So you see that without the derech hamachshava, without the proper approach, the individual can't unlock the maaseh bereishis, and he can't be makir haskana. So that's one reason. The second reason, the Rambam says, is shehim atova gedola sheishpia kodesh baruch hu l'yishuv olam hazeh kidei linchol chai olam abo. What does he mean by that? What does it mean that he's saying that Hatova Gedola? What does it mean Hatova Gedola? Sheshpia Kach Bachu Yishuv Olam Azeh Kidei Linchol Olam Abor. What does the Rambam mean by that? What does he mean by that? He says, V'efshe Sheyeda Makol, Katin L'Gadol, Ish V'Isha, Balei Vrachav V'Balei Katzah. Everyone can participate over there. So what is the Rambam referring to? What does he mean by that? I believe the Rambam is referring to another Rambam that he mentions in the end of tomorrow. Rambam in the end of tomorrow says like this. It says, Afo pisha kol chukei Torah gizerosim, k'mo shebi'ayna b'sof mila. Even though all the chukim of the Torah are zeros, he says, Royal is boning by him. The person should give thought to them. V'chol ma'ashata yochol likun lotan, tem lotan. And whatever you can give a reason for, you should give a reason for. Hari Amar Chacham Arishayim, Shamelach Shlomo Hegen Rov HaTamim, Shekol Chukya Shol Kol Chukya Torah. So, what does the Rambam mean, that whatever you can give a time, give a time? I mean, that's not a method of investigation. And the person investigates, if he sees an idea, so he knows that's the correct idea. The Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that you should give a time. As it's a, well, what do you mean give a time? I mean, if you have a time, you're studying it, so then that's the time. And if there's no time, you can't give a time. I mean, it's like saying give a teretz. I mean, you don't give a teretz. I mean, a person that's a son of one goes give a teretz. I mean, if the answer appears, fine. And if he doesn't give a teretz, it remains in the kasha. So, what does the Rambam mean over here? I mean, what the Rambam means over here is that the asiyas ha-mitzvos have to be done in a way, that in the proper manner. If a person does the mitzvahs in the improper manner, so then the whole, he's thwarting the whole benefit of mitzvahs. So the improper manner is to simply think that the doing itself is the objective. Like a scorecard. Did the mitzvahs, and he chalked up some mitzvahs, and therefore God is going to benefit. You see? In that derech, there's no perfection. The Rambam says that a person should be misboning in the Torah, and he should realize that the asiyas and mitzvahs are perfection. And what does it mean, perfection? It means that there's a time for every mitzvah. Every mitzvah addresses a certain midas ha'odom, and it teaches an individual to participate, partake in the mitzvah, because the direction of the mitzvah is shlemus. Therefore, the Rambam says, even if you can't prove a time, but if you see a certain perfection in odom, a certain shlemus ha'odom, and this mitzvah is noted to be in line with that shlemus, you should do it. With that time in mind. You should do it for the shlemus. You should say that's the time of the mitzvah. But perhaps the mitzvah is for this shlemus order. Because the asiyas of mitzvahs and the way the person does the mitzvahs is of the utmost importance. And simply to do the mitzvahs in the wrong way doesn't benefit an individual. Doesn't benefit a person. And the Rambam says that so the Rambam says, why? Because since there are so many mitzvahs, so a person will have the opportunity to do at least one mitzvah lishma, and with that he's zochel l'chayei olam haba. So you see that if an individual just does mitzvahs, just mere asiyas mitzvahs, I'm not saying a person shouldn't do the mitzvahs. A person will mechuyev to do the mitzvahs. If a person doesn't do the mitzvahs, even if a person doesn't miss for the wrong reason, he's still on a higher level. A person doesn't really miss at all. I mean, but in order to be zocher to chayei olam haba, in order to really gain the benefit, then the individual has to do it with the idea of perfection. In one of the Rambam's letters, where he was asked the question of if a guy has a chayei olam haba, so the Rambam answered that if you take a look at the pasuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshabeach Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ve'ish Moshe Onov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Panei Adam. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mention? Not the Asiyas, not his Asiyas HaMitzvahs, not anything else than Shlemus HaAdam. Ish Moshe Onov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Panei Adam. So Shlemus HaAdam, he says, is the thing that brings the person tachas kanfei hashchinah and is mekarvo l'makom. So he says, and that's true for every bas adam, for every human being that partakes of shlemus. He has a chelak in Elokei Yisrael and a chelak in Olam Haba. So that's what the Rambam means. That's why those are the two reasons that a person must be osik first. Laydar also amuter because of the methodology, and the methodology is the methodology where if the person is zocha and he learns properly and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Messiah and he has Ashgacha, so then he can gain insight from the halacha into a derech and a mahalach where he can see, where he can see the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Ma'aseh Bereishis. By the way, that's why the minute is that you say Kadosh Rabbanon only after Divrei Agadah. You don't say after Divrei Halacha. So many people say, why do you say after Divrei Halacha? But the reason is because of the Sefri. Because the Sefri says that if you want to be Makir Mishnah Mavari Olam, you should be Osek in Divrei Agadah. And Divrei Agadah is where the person sees the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when an individual sees the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is Kaddish? Kaddish is his Gadol V'Iskadeshin Eirama. The Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what the Navi predicts. That's the whole Avtacha of the Navi. That the whole world will eventually come to the realization, like the Rav mentioned, that through the method of Torah, that through the method of Torah, the world will one day, as the day hasn't arrived yet, it's approaching that time, but the time will come where all the scientific knowledge, it will be obvious and clear that the way to unlock the mysteries and the secrets of the universe is through abiding by the system and the methodology of the Torah Shabbat Pah. And on that day, people will recognize the Gedulaso, that will be the day of recognizing the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, why is a, getting back to the original question, why should Talmud feel so obligated to the Rav? The answer is not simply because of Torah as a subject. That's not the reason. Because Torah as a subject, Dalai Gadami was the greatest, one of the greatest masters of Torah. A great, far greater master than any one of us, and even greater people than us. But nevertheless, it really was not Mekarbo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't do him any good. But the Rav gives the Talmud a derech and a mahalach in Torah Shebaal Peh, that if the Talmud searches for the emes, and if the Talmud uses that method properly, so it brings him into the realm where he can engage in Ma'aseh Bereishis and see Chochmas Hashem from the Bria, and his Modia, and in that level he gains knowledge, the Dias Kono, he gains knowledge of the Borei Olam, and he stands before Mishama Borei Olam, and just like the Avtach of the Navi, that the entire world will one day have that recognition. But a member of Klal Yisrael has a special schus and a special bocha bonim kolam. As a matter of fact, that's really the first Rashi in Bereishis. Rashi in Bereishis says that the famous review, why does the Torah start with Bereishis? Why didn't it start with the So Rashi answers that it sounds superficially simply because HaKadosh Baruch created the world, so therefore he gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, so no one can have any time. Yeah, but you look carefully in Rashi, it's a little deeper than that. Because Rashi says over there, he calls the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Koach Masa Vigid La'amo Loseis Lo Nachlas Gayim. What does it mean, Koach Masa Vigid La'amo? Koach Masa Vigid La'amo. It means to say that we are the ones that have the separate special schus of being able to see the Borei Olam from our separation. That's the schus of Klal Yisrael. And since we are the ones that have that schus of seeing the Borei Olam from Ma'aseh Bereishis, so it's appropriate that the Ma'aseh Bereishis were entitled to a part of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's Eretz Yisrael. It's not just an answer, because if it's just an answer, so they're going to say, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a shofar than us. Why are they special? Just simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, but that's not enough of an answer. Tzadik v'yashahu has to be, why should that? That's favoritism. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Moseh Panim. He doesn't have any favorites. So how could that answer satisfy anybody? But the real answer is, Koach Masa Vigid Lama means that we, Klal Yisrael, have a separate schus. A separate schus in Yedias Hashem, where we can see from Ma'aseh Bereishis, Yedias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'aseh Bereishis is something in which we have a separate source. And because we study and understand and we gain knowledge, it be a shame for Maisa Bereishis. That's why we're entitled to something from the Maisa Bereishis. And that's Eretz Yisrael. That's the answer of the, that's really the answer of the yeah. So, the actually, that's what Chazal say. So what is a person, why should a person feel beholden to the Rebbe? Because the Rebbe can only, we're beholden to a Rebbe because the Rebbe gives us an opportunity. The Makabo can do whatever he wants. That's up to him. He has Bechira. Doeg Adoni was Makabo, but his Bechira was wrong. So the end result, that's totally in every yachid, in every individual. That's totally in us. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira. But the Rav presents us with the ability and the potential to see the Borei Olam from the Makir Mishama Borei Olam, there, of course, can't be anything that is greater. So the that's really what Chazal say. Interesting. Chazal say that Sipsei Kohen Yishmu Das, the Torah Yivak Shepil, Yimalach HaRashim Tzvachos. Yimalach HaRashim Tzvachos. So what does it mean? So Chazal say, "Doma Rav Lamalach Hashem Tzlokos, Os Tavakesh Tom Yisrael." If your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, saying you should be Tavakesh Tom, but then Rav Al Tavakesh. Okay, what does it mean? His Doma to Malach Hashem Tzlokos. What does it mean? He has an angelic appearance. I mean, he dresses differently. The Rebbe coming to the Yeshiva is he wears a sports jacket, and the Rebbe mentioned about Rav Chaim. That if you were on a train and you saw a plane, you wouldn't notice any difference between him and any other person. So what does it mean to Malach HaShem Tzvakos? He has a special appearance? No, Shana's Malach HaShem Tzvakos, it means V'chulam poschum espiyam v'tishu v'torah v'shim v'zumo v'vachin shabchun v'forum maritzim v'magdishim v'shem v'keo ha-malach ha-goda v'agibar v'anoro. That's what Malach is. Malachim reflect the Okeo Agadol Adiba Rano. Doma Rav Le Malach Hashem Tzvakos, it means if the Rav is Doma to a Malach, that he points, he sets the path and the direction to the Okeo Agadol Adiba Rano, then you should be in the Vakishtan and Rav Al Tavakish. And the Rav exemplified that in the highest level. That his midos, his honesty, and his search for emes were something that every Talmud was able to gain by being in his presence and by learning from him. And his midos and emes was so outstanding. I mean, that he was an individual with as everyone knows. I mean, with so many abilities, genius. And talent that probably in Doros there was an individual that combined in himself so many different unbelievable abilities, and yet the Rav could have been. I mean, now of course the Rav is very popular, but there was a time when that wasn't the case, and there was a time when there were many antagonists. And the Rav, with his abilities, could have easily molded himself or presented himself in a way that he would be world accepted. But he never would do that, because that would not be Midas Amos. And like Chazal say, now today, sofa covered level. Sofa covered level. That's what we see today. But years ago, which is the time that I remember, which today sound preposterous, but nevertheless true, that the Rav was not viewed as he is today. But as I said, he would never change one iota from what he felt was the absolute emes. And there was something that I noticed that goes even further than that. And that is, there are people that might not be concerned with general popularity. There are people like that. But it's hard to find people that aren't concerned with some small radius of individuals. Some small circle. a person might not have the world as a circle. You can have 10 people as a circle. You can have 5, 6 people as a circle. But some people, you see, can restrict their world, so to speak. But that little world that they're in, they're very concerned about. And I think politicians concerned about a big world. Individuals, certain individuals are concerned about a smaller realm. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the intensity is any less for the individual that's concerned or that lives his life in the smaller realm than the individual that's concerned about the bigger realm. It's simply a matter of choice, what the individual chose. But the Rav is Midas Anas was such that he wasn't even concerned about the smaller circle, even the circle of his Talmud. What he felt was the Anas. He spoke and he said and he looked up. And whether even Talmudim would go along or be affected, it didn't bother him. He simply went according to reasons. And the limud to have a schus to be run away by the Rav was to have a schus to learn Torah in a way where the methodology and the person reflected Rishama Vahayahola. So be zocher to Torah and to Chachmas HaTorah and to learn Torah and to Makim Rishama Vahayahola, and we should zocher to the time when the entire world recognizes that.